Free Talk Live is your show. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you, 1-800-259-9231, as we launch into another week of fun and excitement. And it is Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark.
And, of course, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there we give away. So do enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. So, lots to talk about as always. You can bring up whatever's on your mind to start things out here. A pretty disturbing story coming out of newsobserver.com. This is Chapel Hill, Raleigh, North Carolina, that area. Turns out an armed man who burst into a classroom at Elizabeth City State University was just role-playing in an emergency response drill.
Role-playing.
But neither the students nor the assistant professor, Jinbing Wang, were aware of that. Wang said, "I was prepared to die at that moment." The Friday drill, in which a mock gunman threatened panicked students in the American foreign policy class with death, prompted university officials to apologize this week to Professor Wang and offer counseling to faculty and students.
Wow. Oh, that's just funny.
Well,
so nice.
It would not have been funny had you been in the class.
But, you know, it
might have been frightening.
The fact that they would do this without consulting people. All right, let's pretend that, let's send a guy, after this rash of college students getting shot, let's send a guy in who's armed with a fake gun, and he'll pretend. And that way we'll see how people react and we can gauge the responses.
Unbelievable.
It's pretty crazy.
It's dumb.
He's lucky he didn't get killed by somebody who was packing himself.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, Anthony Brown, the vice chancellor for student affairs, said the university was testing its response to shootings around the sort that have shaken campuses around the country. The intent, he says, was not to frighten them, but to test our system and also test the response of the security that was on campus and the people that were notified. I'm sure that is just making those people feel much better.
Way to put it.
I mean, how callous is this guy? Oh, we were just trying to test the system. It wasn't our intention to frighten them. Well, what did you think was going to happen? If you have a gunman burst into a classroom and put his gun to the temple of the teacher and start making threats or whatever it was that he did at that time, what do you think people are going to respond?
I'm almost thinking that for his stupidity, it would almost serve the guy right to get shot, at least badly injured,
Setting
something up like that.
Well, and you know what? If this hadn't been a drill, this would have been a crime. Why is it not a crime as long as they're just putting on a show?
Yeah.
I mean, any of the rest of us that pretended to do something
like that.
Be criminal
threatening.
Well, yeah, we would be locked up and the key would be thrown away. But the government people get a pass.
Yeah.
Because, well, they're better than the rest of us, right?
Mm.
The drill was conducted just 8 days after a gunman stormed a North Illinois University classroom, killing 5 people before he took his own life. Brown said students, staff, and faculty were notified 5 days in advance that a drill would take place. The word went out via email and text messages, but not everyone got the word. At 1:31 p.m. on Friday, email and text messages kicked off the drill with the announcement, "This is a test. ECSU is holding a test drill where an armed intruder will enter a room in Moore Hall and be detained by campus police." The mock intruder, a campus police officer, carried a red plastic model gun, according to university news release. Wang, who teaches history and political science, said Tuesday in a telephone interview he was having a discussion in his foreign policy class when the man came to the door and said he wanted to talk with him. "Suddenly, the man pointed the gun at me," he said. Wang said he didn't know whether the gun was real or not. Says I had...
It seems like you jumped to the conclusion that it was real.
Right. I saw the gun, he said, but I didn't have too much time to think about that. The man was serious. The intruder instructed Wang to close the door and then ordered the 7 students to line up against the wall. Wang said the man told them that he had been kicked out of school and that he needed a lung transplant. At one point, Wang said the man threatened to kill the student who had the lowest grade point average. Wang offered to let him sit in his class, he said, but the man rejected attempts at negotiation. Wang said some students thought the gun was fake, but they were not sure. "I was the guy who was feeling the gun on my back," he said. After about 10 minutes, the class heard people talking outside the door, and campus police rushed in and subdued the man. Even after it was over, no one explained it to him, according to the professor. He said colleagues told him that students in another classroom blocked a door with a table and chair, just as students did in Virginia Tech. During ECSU's drill, some students sent text messages to their parents. Another staffer told Wang that students said they were prepared to jump out of a window. Can you imagine what would have happened if kids had jumped out of the window and then they just said, oh, just kidding here, guys. It was just a test. Why'd you go and do something crazy like that? Didn't you get the email?
Did you get the memo?
Right. The same thing that happens now is what's going to happen.
Well, what do you mean?
The same thing that's going to happen. If the students had jumped out of the window, the same thing's going to happen now. You know, maybe somebody will get a reprimand, tops. There'll be an apology issued, and that's it.
Right. Do you think the school would cover their hospital bills?
Probably.
No way.
Any broken legs?
I think so.
So the Virginia Tech shooting has led universities across the United States to reevaluate their safety and implement new procedures for identifying troubled students and notifying people in the event of an emergency. Many campuses have conducted safety drills as though that's going to do something. You know, that reminds me of when I went to government school and there were the tornado drills where you were supposed to go under your desk and, like, just kind of huddle. What do they have you to put your hands behind your head or something like that? As though that desk is going to prevent the tornado from just ripping you right up out of off of the
duck
floor.
And cover stuff from nuclear bomb days.
Yeah, that
you know?
Kind of stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, they're just hoping that way the body's closer to your desk so they can identify anybody when they go through the roll call sheet.
You know, I'm sure
just
these
ridiculous.
Well, I'm sure these police and the security guys at the school, I'm sure they're very, very concerned, and I'm sure they're trying to do what, you know, what they think is right to improve their response time and their accuracy and whatever. But it doesn't seem to be like they're very effective at it. It seems like they're just scaring people ever more so. Why don't we just let kids carry weapons? I mean, wouldn't that solve the problem? Because then you don't have to sit there and hope that that there's going to be some sort of knowledge passed on to the school administrators that your classroom is being held up. I mean, if no one in the class has access to a cell phone, or if for instance, if the gunman is holding the class at bay and he's, you know, basically tells anybody, hey, if you move,
you get a bullet.
You get a bullet, so right. Don't try for your cell phones, kids. How else are you going to know?
It seems to negate the possibility that the criminal mind is going to be invading a place like that, or at least diminishes it, because criminals change their behavior. We've seen this over and over again. You know, John Lott's book is so great, More Guns, Less Crime, describes how in areas that where they allow concealed carry or open carry, violent crime drops, and in the areas nearby where they don't allow them, violent crime increases. Other types of crime increase. But nonviolent crime decreases in those areas where you can carry weapons. And, of course, you know, the mentality of the criminals is, look, even if the criminal is on a suicide mission and he says, I don't care if they've got guns, I'm going to go in and take out as many people as possible, he still won't be able to take out as many people as he could
Absolutely.
If they were unarmed. It's just
True.
Absurd. It's crazy. And they get these guys, you know, playing around with games like this. The information doesn't get around to people. Unbelievable. And, you know, they don't even have the feedback loop to, you know, suffer the consequences of getting less money. What do you think will happen in their budget next year? You think they'll get more money or less money from the government? They'll get more money. You know?
You're right. I mean, nothing is really significantly going to change out of this. The kids are going to be frightened to death. The teacher obviously was scared.
Oh.
He had a gun. He thought he had a gun in his back and a madman in his classroom.
And, you know, you were talking about whether or not if the kids had jumped out the window, if they would have gotten anything from the school. I highly doubt whether the school would voluntarily give the money.
They'd have to
probably
sue.
Yeah. Exactly. And then, you know, a third of that would go to the tort lawyers.
Well, it's your fault. You didn't get the email.
Yeah.
is there an obligation to check my email every single day or so I know
Apparently.
What's going on with the school?
Apparently. It's just absurd.
1-800-259-9231, your thoughts here. The university's chancellor said in a prepared statement the drill was a learning experience. He said the university needed to increase the usual scope of scenarios, which generally involve hurricanes, tropical storms, and evacuations. Unfortunately, we learned lessons from frightened students that result when live scenarios are carried out. However, we want our campus to be ready in case of such an event. It almost sounds like he's ready to go and do this again. Doesn't really sound like he's even apologetic towards this. More on the way. You take control. Bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Thank you. race over to America's greatest sports car event. March 12th through 15th is the 56th running of the Mobile One. 12 hours of Sebring presented by Fresh from Florida and brought to you in part by Budweiser, Advance Auto Parts, and Coca-Cola. Come cruise the Midway, barbecue, and camp out with your closest friends. For 12 hours on Saturday, March 15th, the world's fastest sports car will battle on the famous Sebring Road Course with some of the biggest names in auto racing behind the wheel. The competitor's paddock will open for everyone to meet the teams and drivers up close and personal. Sebring's Party Zone hosts the ultimate beach party, featuring bikini contests, rod eating contests, beach volleyball, and live music. Kids 12 and under are free with a paying adult, and college students get in a half price with student ID. For tickets and information, call 1-800-626-RACE or visit SebringRaceway.com. March 12th through 15th. Don't miss it.
This is George Whitehurst Berry of the Genesis Communications Network. Have you ever wanted the truth about the economy? Crash, Are You Ready? Is the fastest growing program on GCN. Our one-hour program airs weekdays, Monday through Friday, from 10 to 11 a.m. Central Time, just after the Power Hour and just before Alex Jones. To listen to rebroadcast 24 and 7, visit our website at www.hearitonline.com and click on the appropriate link. Our unparalleled guest lineup has included patriots such as Congressman Ron Paul, Scott Ritter, former UN Chief Weapons Inspector Murray Neal, inventor of the revolutionary dragonskin body armor, and Philip Torme, USS Liberty survivor. We also focus on alternative health and survival topics. Go to www.hearitonline.com. That's HEARITONLINE.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground or $30 outside the U.S.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
Vanguard.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are for free, including the wiki with over 1,500 pages. Created by listeners like you. Go and edit whatever you want. Head over to wiki.freetalklive.com to get interactive. wiki.freetalklive.com. Soviet-style central planning just doesn't work. So what's the best way to reach out to liberty lovers? Google Ads, direct mail, Free Talk Live? Only you know what's best. You choose what project is worthy of your dollar. Go to freestateproject.org/donate and choose how you want to contribute. That's freestateproject.org/donate. We go right into your phone calls here. And then coming up, a couple more school-related stories, and then a very, very disturbing police abuse story that is, well, I guess you could say invasive. Yeah, really invasive. We'll get to that, but first, we go to Dave in Ohio, listening on WAIS. Hello, Dave.
Hey, guys. Tomorrow I'm going to vote. I'm going to vote for Ron Paul, and if I have to, I'm going to make sure the machine takes it one way or the other.
Excellent.
How are you? Oh, okay. Are you concerned that do you guys have the electronic voting up there?
We have the optical, not the optical, the circle thing, then you put in the machine.
Yeah, gotcha.
But I've heard that some of the machines, if you vote for Ron Paul, won't take the vote.
Well, probably what will happen is they'll take your vote, and then they just won't count it later on down the line. Now, that's what just some of the allegations have been. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know how much of it's true and how much of it isn't, but
I don't either. It's difficult. You might as well trust in the voting system, because what else is there?
There you
go. I'll keep you guys informed.
Good luck, Dave, and thank you, sir. 800-259-9231 to the AMP line. Let's talk to Sean in, I don't know where you are, Sean. I forgot.
Oh, Virginia.
Virginia. For some reason, I wrote down New Hampshire. Anyway, here you are. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I got a speeding ticket earlier today.
I listened
to your podcast about, you're talking about you sent the letter to the parking bureau.
Okay.
I just thought that was kind of interesting, and I was wondering, maybe it wouldn't apply to a speeding ticket, because when you go to the DMV, you sign that paper, and I'm sure that paper says you're going to abide by all the speed limits and all that stuff.
So. Now, you can try this cockamamie bullcrap anywhere.
Well, now, hold on a second.
Yeah,
I thought
it would be fun, you know, just to send it in and see if I get, like, a letter back. You know how you get from the centers that says we don't, it's just like some...
It has nothing
template,
to do with what you said.
The template that says, yeah, we're going to do this anyway. So
I think it's most likely that they're just going to ignore what you send in, and that's what I'm predicting they're going to do with me. But just a recap here for people who are just tuning in, and Gardner, who probably has no idea what we're talking about.
Am I hanging around with a troublemaker?
Yeah, you might be.
Uh-oh.
I got a parking ticket last week.
Oh, man, I got to go.
And I decided that I'd had enough of this nonsense, and I decided I was going to test the theory. And the theory is that this is a government, a representative government, that it gains its powers by the consent of the governed.
Right.
Right. That's what people have been saying since the founding of the country,
yeah.
That this government's legit because we're all consenting to it. Well, I've decided to see what happens when I withdraw my consent. And so I have sent I've sent mail to, in fact, I hand delivered it, so they can't say they didn't get it. Hand delivered it to the police department, the parking bureau, and I posted the full letter.
Yeah.
And a little story at freekeen.com, so people can go and read it for themselves.
All right.
But the gist of it was that I told them essentially, look, I don't want to defraud anybody. If I owe this money to you, I will be happy to pay it. It's like $5 parking ticket.
Right.
So I'll be happy to pay it. All I require is that you show me proof of the obligation that I, you know, or proof that I do have an obligation. So, you know, show me the original signed contract that says that I will pay you for this.
Awesome.
And I'll be happy to remit payment to you. In fact, I even gave them a prepaid envelope so they could write me back. That way they didn't have to spend any money, you know, sending, on a stamp to write me back.
Great.
And I'm not expecting to hear from them. I expect they're just going to escalate it to the next step. But nonetheless, it will really show, you know, their response is going, or lack thereof, is going to show... whether or not this government's legitimate.
Right.
Whether or not it really is a government by consent of the people.
If it's legitimate, they can show that you have given your consent somehow. If it's not legitimate, then they will increase the fine level and increase the pressure and coercion to make you pay.
Exactly. Then they will be showing themselves as a gang of thugs, which is, of course, what I believe that they are. But I would love to be proven wrong. There is another way they could show they're legitimate, and that is by essentially doing as by agreeing with what I'm saying here, by saying, oh, well, you know, you don't have to pay.
Sure.
So we don't have that agreement, so, you know, don't pay us anything.
Yeah.
And the way I wrote the letter says that they've got 10 business days to respond. Otherwise, I'm presuming their non-response means that there is no agreement and that I don't have to pay your fines.
Nice.
Because in the world of legal land, this government legal land of theirs, non-response tends to mean assent. Meaning that that's the way they do things, in that if you don't say no,
right,
it means assent from you, not from
not
them.
From them.
Right,
sure, the,
right.
I'm sure
you,
the rules
you
are different
the foot
for them.
The shoe on the other foot.
But nonetheless,
like
we're trying it out. We're testing the waters here. And we're going to see what happens. So that's what we're referring to. And Sean, you're saying that you don't think you could do it with the speeding ticket because you did sign an agreement for the driver's license in the state that you're in, whereas I did
probably,
not do
yeah,
that.
I don't remember. I mean, yeah.
What did you do it when you were 16?
I guess I renewed and then. So it was probably like a couple of years, last year or something.
You could
like
still
that.
You could still make the claim that you were not aware of the terms of the agreement, in that if you didn't know what all the laws were or what all the terms were to the contract you were signing, and especially if you felt as though you were being coerced into it, then you could very well take that position and say, look, you know, this, even if I did sign this contract, it's invalid.
Oh yeah, yeah. I want something maybe that can extend the date or whatever, so I can have time to build up and pay the stupid fine.
Well,
Like maybe like an appeal or I don't know. I read the thing and it says like you can plead not guilty and then when they charge guilty, you have 10 days of appeal. Blah 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 blah.
Well, I can tell you my experience with a speeding ticket. I don't recommend what my fine co-host has done here in this case of the parking ticket, the speeding ticket, because with a speeding ticket, you can get points in your license. They can revoke your license. They can when you start doing multiples of a speeding ticket, it gets really expensive really fast. He's talking about a $5 parking ticket. If you want to try this this kind of hope,
$5? Where do you guys live? That's like nothing.
New Hampshire, right? If you want to try this kind of hocus pocus, go out and get a parking ticket.
The lowest like 30.
There you go. Go out and get a parking ticket for $30 and try this little hocus pocus on your own.
I don't think there's any extension.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to risk it.
Let me tell you what happened with my speeding ticket. I went down to Massachusetts and got caught for speeding, I guess. I don't know whether I was or wasn't, but I said not guilty and went in front of their little magistrate, and he cut the speeding ticket in half. Basically, he was ready to wheel and deal because I went to the court date.
So maybe that's what you should
do. And I'll say a good amount of people got out of it.
Yeah, you probably can't get an extension, but you can go and challenge it. And
the trick is never admit how fast you were going. Never say that you were going over the speed limit. Just say you were keeping up with traffic.
Yeah, or you can say, I thought it was a reasonable rate given the conditions.
Good luck, Sean. Thanks for the call. Let us know how it goes. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Now, Mark, why are you coming down on me, man? Hocus pocus? What's the name calling all about?
There was no name calling at all. I said it was focus, focus. And
this isn't a magic trick.
Right. And that's the thing.
We're testing the theory of government by consent.
I don't want to test it with Sean's license. Do you understand? That's why you're taking a fine amount of risk. Your $5 will jump to $55, and you'll pay it in fine.
Well, I've actually got a response from a New Hampshire law enforcement officer as to what this might happen. Might happen with me. More coming up.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's SPYVILLE.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest, is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40, and by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms, and they do not go away. Take Superbeta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Superbeta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, dial 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914. With Super Beta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Dial 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
We all know that the Berkey water systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. The revolutionary Berkey Light, self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements, purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrates, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years, serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with 2 black Berkey filter elements and free KDF shower filter for only $209, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping and 1 KDF shower filter, a $49 value free for a limited time. Just call Jeff at 562-544-0507 now to order. That's 562-544-0507. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now. Not yet available in Iowa.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring up whatever you want toll free at 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll free line. And that's 800-259-9231. Plus, you can save time and money on common legal matters. Created by top attorneys, LegalZoom.com helps you create reliable legal documents like your will or living trust in minutes. LegalZoom.com. Use the code FTL to save $10. That's LegalZoom.com. And also, don't forget to join us on our website at FreeTalkLive.com. Archives are there, so if you've missed a moment of the show, just go and download them for free right there on the front page of the website. There's no logging in. There's no membership fee. We give it away at freetalklive.com. It is Ian here with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
Returning to your phone calls, let's talk to Ziggy in the UK on the amp line. Hey, Ziggy.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Just one quick thing. Thanks, God, for that. I talked the other day.
Yeah, it was great, Ziggy. Yeah. Thanks for the call.
That's no problem. I have a property rights dilemma from South Africa for you.
Do tell.
There's a town in the Northern Cape called Orana, which was set up by white Afrikaners towards the end of apartheid.
Those are Dutch people for, you know, those
yeah.
people that don't want the whole...
Yeah, people such as myself.
Okay.
And basically, it's a whites-only town. Now, that, first of all, gives me... It makes me feel very unsettled, considering South Africa's history.
Mm.
Second, and now the one of the indigenous tribes is disputing whether they were moved in unlawfully. And the government is now questioning the legitimacy of this town.
The legitimacy of the town?
Yeah.
How can, like, so what happened? I'm sorry, I guess I just didn't
What's
like...
What's the dilemma? I mean, are you saying that there's a bunch of white supremacists that have their own town or something?
Yes, basically, yeah.
And how can the government dispute the legitimacy of a town?
Well...
They say those people really don't live there?
Yeah, you have to understand what's happened in Zimbabwe to understand this. Zimbabwe, the country next to South Africa,
uh-huh.
where the government has encouraged white people to seize back white farms,
oh,
white-owned
wow.
farms.
Seize?
Yeah, basically.
With guns?
Were those nationalized when it was Uganda?
No. Uganda is further up. In
oh,
Africa.
I see. Okay, I'm confused. All right.
Yeah, when the Mugabe regime came to power in in Zimbabwe.
Yeah.
Basically, the settlement they had with the British government didn't cover the redistribution of land to the indigenous people as it was seen. And basically, the Mugabe regime has consistently, and his cronies, have consistently seized back white farms and thrown the farmers off their land, and a lot of them have actually, you know, emigrated either to South Africa or onto Britain. I don't want that to happen in South Africa, but at the same time, I don't want to sort of encourage racism. You know, South Africa has a very painful history due to racism.
Oh, yeah.
So, now, are you saying that this town that you're talking about, this racist town,
yeah,
is it a government town, as in town incorporated as a government? Is that what the issue is?
And it has its own governance, yeah.
And so South Africa, the country, the state of South Africa is now saying that we're not recognizing your town as being a town? Is that the idea?
Because it doesn't follow the new constitution.
And the new constitution requires?
Well, but basically you can't discriminate against black people.
Well, how are they discriminating if the black people just don't live there?
Well, because blacks weren't, you know, as I said, there was an indigenous tribe saying that they'd use their land.
Oh, right.
You see.
I see. Well, you know, as far as I'm concerned, you know, I don't like the idea of governments. I don't like racists either, so it's hard to, you know, it's hard to pick a side here. But
yeah,
it seems to me that if a group of people wants to go and incorporate their little piece of land as a town, that means that they've gone to the state government and they've said, well, you know, we want to follow whatever the process is to incorporate. And so, therefore, if the state government changes its rules and they don't want to play by those rules, well, the town exists at the pleasure of the state government. That's, you know, that's the way things are, right? The people created the government. The government created...
Supposedly.
The government created corporations. I mean, we're talking about theory here, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So in theory... Since the government allowed them to exist in the first place as a town incorporated, then they are free to change their rules on them.
And it also brings up...
There is policies which have been adopted in South Africa which I disagree with. South Africa has just won the Rugby World Cup. And now they are saying that there's got to be a quota system to pick in the team.
Oh, wow.
In other words, you're going to have a certain amount of black players. They already have this for the cricket team. And South Africa's fortunes cricket-wise hasn't been as great. They're now saying, well, this has to happen for the rugby team.
So,
I have no problem. I'm no racist, but I believe you're going to have to give them, what they're trying to do is speed up, you know, the racial equality thing.
Yeah, forced integration is not a good idea.
Right, any type of quota system is it generally, as far as I'm concerned, racist and antithetical to freedom. As far as I'm concerned, whether they like it, you know, I don't care. A rugby team should be able to be comprised of whomever it is that they wish to comprise the rugby team of. Forcing them to take on other players, I think, is just wrong.
Well,
and there are black players in the South African rugby team.
And what's the problem?
Well, exactly. They want more. I understand where they're coming from, and I agree. You know, South Africa wants to put its past behind it. And you know, I have every empathy with that because I am South African and I'm proud to be South African. And up until very recently, you know, until we won the Rugby World Cup in 1995, which seemed to have, funny enough, yeah, I know Ian would be surprised, but sporting occasions sometimes do heal some wounds, and it did. When you saw Nelson Mandela wear a Springbok rugby shirt, you knew that there was. Because rugby was always considered the white man's sport.
But Zinke, can I ask you a question on the land dispute? Are you intimating that maybe I'm reading this wrong? There is an indigenous population that says that they have a property claim to this prior.
But the whites basically threw them off the land. I mean, there is evidence to say that this is true. Cecil Rhodes. If you remember, Zimbabwe was called Rhodesia.
Right.
But the country was named after him. Used a private army to throw tribes off their land. Basically, because he didn't want to sully the name of the British Empire.
Well, you know, that brings up a couple interesting things, which, you know, it goes all the way back to American history. For us here in the U.S. and Australian history with the Aboriginals and how they were able to uncover a property rights.
I, I, ask you, Gar, because I think you would know about this. What do you think about what Ayn Rand said about she justified the white man throwing the Indians off their land?
I haven't seen it. I don't know.
To me, it opens up a very, as Ian said, it opens up a very theoretical branch, very abstract branch of whether or not even property rights can be supported through any sort of philosophical construct. Whether having some sort of a right to property is vested through a Lockean sense of having put your energy into it, and therefore it becomes partially your property, or if it's a squatter's right sort of a thing. With Ayn Rand, can you extrapolate or expand a little bit more?
I'll search out the quote and I'll email it to you.
Okay, thanks, Ziggy.
Yeah. When it comes to returning property to indigenous people and that kind of thing, you can really go back a ways. There could be disputes in our courts over which Indian tribe actually claims to own a particular piece of land.
Mm-hmm.
You know, do the Cherokees own it, or do the Apaches own it, whatever. Whomever it is, they're nowhere near each other, by the way, those two tribes. But, you know, it's difficult to ascertain. I don't think if the person, if somebody's not alive to make the claim on the land, certainly that claim has no validity. So, therefore, any of the claims for reparations for slavery, sure, you can have reparations for slavery as long as you were enslaved.
Well, you know, the thing is, as far as I'm concerned, our generation shouldn't have to pay for the mistakes of which happened 150 years ago.
Absolutely. It seems ludicrous.
There's no way that I could be responsible for what my ancestors might have done a few hundred years.
Some of your ancestors, I know, my ancestors were over in Germany farming potatoes for the overlord, bearing his bastard children.
Thank you for the call, as always, dude. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. A little bit more analysis of this particular situation, because it's just disgusting people on all sides. We'll continue. This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything.
Imagine for a moment that everyone trusted you. You would sell more, love more, and accomplish more than you ever imagined. Scientists have discovered the human hormone oxytocin increases people's trust in each other. Now with Liquid Trust, you can harness this power. Buy Liquid Trust now at 800-507-3718 or on the web at liquidtrustspray.com. Use code FTL to get free shipping.
Call 800-507-3718 or liquidtrustspray.com.
Carrying around extra pounds is hard on your body and your emotions. Do you want to take some weight off? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural wound care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores, also called bed sores. The Healing Formula was developed by a home caregiver with over 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including organic aloe vera gel and 35% hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, decreasing pain, while promoting healing. The Healing Formula has also proved effective in other areas, such as abrasions, cuts, cuts, burns, and rashes. There are over 6,000 peer-published documents on the ingredients in this healing bedsore formula, with not one adverse reaction reported when used properly. The healing formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee. If you are not completely satisfied, we offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, nurses, and anyone with a non-healing wound. Please visit our website at healingformula.com or call 800-357-2944. That's 800-357-2944.
America needs Ron Paul. He needs your support. The time is now. As long as he has your support, he will continue to fight until the very end. We know that many people would like to show their support, but want to do it on a larger scale. RonPaulFlags.com produces the most beautiful flags dedicated to electing the only man fit to be president. Standard flags are 3 feet by 5 feet, and custom flags can be as large as 30 feet by 50 feet. Our most popular flags are Ron Paul, President in 08, and Ron Paul Revolution. These flags work perfectly mounted on homes, RVs, at barbecues, outdoor rallies, picnics, NASCAR races, and meetup groups. Flags start at $43.07, and if you purchase two or more, you will receive a 16% discount. Go to RonPaulFlags.com or call 731-664-1526. That's 731-664-1526. Do something. Stand up for the only man worthy of restoring our country to how our forefathers envisioned. Fly a Ron Paul flag today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Garth.
And Mark. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there, totally free. So enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. Speaking of freetalklive.com, I should mention that we need you to go and vote for us. So go right now. If you want to help Free Talk Live out, we need your votes because we're down this month. Normally we start out pretty strong, and I'm surprised because we've got over 1,000 people on our email list.
Things have gone poorly on the old voting thing the last 2 months.
Yeah, I haven't heard any. I haven't heard anyone reporting they've been having problems this month. Last month there were a lot of people that had problems voting. This month I haven't gotten any reports like that. So we just need to, maybe people have been resting on their laurels and not participating because we've been winning so many months in a row.
Is this for the podcast?
Yeah. So we won like 8 months in a row, and so maybe people thought they didn't need to vote anymore. Well, we do. We need you to go and vote right now at vote.freetalklive.com. We've only got like 160 votes. The top show has over 300, so we need to really catch up. Vote.freetalklive.com takes an email address, maybe a less than a minute of your time, and it makes a big difference for us because being number one on that list helps bring new people to the show, which means more people finding the message of freedom and liberty. Now, before we continue with the calls, let's just continue real quick on this South African situation that Ziggy brought up. As I understand or understood the situation, there's some town that had incorporated from the state of South Africa, the country of South Africa, and they apparently, the whole town is run by racists, and the South African government has said, well, that's unacceptable. You need to allow people of a different color to move in there. And so there's a conflict as a result of that. And I think that everybody in this particular case is despicable. I find racists to be despicable. I find government people to, people that are using force on others to be despicable as well. But if indeed you did ask permission from the government to do something, then don't be surprised when they change the rules on you. Because that's the way they do things. It's their rules. They change them all the time. And so at this point, they're changing the rules. And if they don't want to obey, well, then maybe they should just unincorporate the town.
He pointed it out as a property rights issue, though. And, essentially you have a tribe there, and then you have people that are living on the tribe's land that claim that it's their land. So to some extent, it's still a property rights issue. Whether or not you're talking about the country of South Africa saying or whether or not the town can incorporate, those people still own those plots of land or they have deeds to them. But there's a tribe that says, oh, no, you don't.
So they're trying to take all of the land back?
Well, if they claim it's their land, that certainly could be a scenario. Yeah. I don't know the specifics in this particular case, but wouldn't you say that there are tribes out there somewhere that would like to see the land returned? I mean, look at the Cuban situation. There's people still alive here in America who fled the Batista, the Castro regime at the fall of the Batista regime, whose property is in Cuba, and they want it back.
Right. Right.
Well, chances are good they're not going to get it. And then you're you know, you're going one step farther with the slaves were promised 40 acres and a mule when they were released by the government, and they didn't get it. And the American Indians, which some tribe or another can claim every bit of land in the United States, so therefore, the property that we own here in New Hampshire could be claimed by some tribe, which I can't remember the name of, which probably doesn't.
There are probably a few different tribes, yeah.
Yep, there's not a full-blooded member of that tribe left.
Mark, I mean, we were chatting a little bit about this off the air, and it's a really fascinating issue because you're talking about heritage and the descendants of people who have been wronged by force, having their land taken away, and then how do you handle property rights in that case?
Well, what I say is I've got enough problems with property rights and the government respecting my property rights today, let alone trying to sort out the property rights of two or three or four generations ago. Mm-hmm. I just don't think we can. As far as I'm concerned, if there's an aggressor out there, somebody, some organization or person that, not an organization, but some person that did the wrong, that person should be held responsible. But if that person's long since dead, I don't know what you're going to do.
How do you figure that out? How do you actually work that out? I think the best possible situation would be to just get rid of the government. And because as long as the government is around, these different groups are going to be trying to wield its power, to wield its force over top of the and against the groups that they disagree with. So you may have the tribe trying to wield the power of the government to evict the racist people off of the land that they thought was there so the tribe can take it back. Or you might have the racists, using the government to wield their racism over, backtop of the tribes or whoever it is they're racist against in order to make their lives more of a living hell than they already are. So it's the real problem is having the government out there.
I think you're right.
And, if it weren't for the government, then we wouldn't have the two major issues that we were talking about. And that is that segregation or forced integration, because usually that's how things work. If the racists get in charge of government, then you get segregation. You force people to stay separate, even those people that don't want to stay separate. Then if the integrationists get in charge of government, well, they decide the best solution to segregation is to completely reverse the situation and force people to get together that might not necessarily want to get together. And so what you have there is then you engender even more hatred amongst those who were already racist and those who resent being forced to be around the people they don't want to be around. So neither of those solutions is very good. So the best option is to just wipe out the state.
I was chatting with Jason of SACL.
SACL CAI.
Awesome. And we were talking a little bit about property rights and how, property rights in our tradition historically is based on John Locke's idea of God-given innate rights to the ownership of yourself and your skills. And then when you apply your skills to land, then you have a property in that land because you need land to be able to survive. And if somebody will be able to control that, then you have no surety that you have any control over your own life, which then takes away your right to your own life. So he draws it out, and it's sort of a logical concept, but it all stems from a religious side of it. And we're talking about a more secular approach. And I think that if you have people who are, it's an if-then statement. If you have people who are interested in that, people generally, I think, like to maximize pleasure and minimize pain.
Sure.
People generally,
except for sadists.
Yeah, except for sadists. And, there are exceptions. So we say, most people like to maximize pleasure, minimize pain.
Mm-hmm.
They also generally are sympathetic and empathetic creatures. They feel pain, and they can understand that they would rather not inflict pain on others because they know what it feels like to have that pain.
Sure.
So when they encounter each other, I think you can come up with a secular parallel to natural rights theory, which then gets you to property rights, because you know that if you don't recognize someone else's property in his land or his work or something like that, then it will not be recognized for you. The reciprocal won't be done for you.
Right, and then as a result, a lot of conflict will ensue,
which is where if you got
rid of the state in the South African situation and the tribe decided it was going to try to take its land back, then the racists would have to defend what they thought was their land and you'd have conflict. But again, you already have conflict with one group trying to wield the state's power over the other. It would be in the best interest of both groups to just leave each other the hell alone at that point.
Yeah, now here's a question for you guys. Now, if we're talking about private societies, non-government societies, and we think, generally that these would be able able to resolve things a little bit better because they'd have policies a priori as they establish their policies.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if there's a problem, if there's a property rights conflict here, we'll already have set up rules or we'll have arbitrators and so on and so
forth. Well, if you have set up rules, those are laws. If you have arbitrators, what you're going to see is a bunch of different decisions all over, you know, in different areas of the spectrum. You're going to see, well, if I came and took your property and then we go to arbitration, likely you would get it back from me.
Yeah.
So and then obviously then the Indians would want to take their, you know, claim in, and then maybe they would, maybe they wouldn't. And somehow the arbitrators would, you know, you would probably use some level of precedent to make their decisions. And, you know, they would use some level of discretion to make their
right.
decisions.
Now,
so,
here's the question. Now, we assume that those who don't go along with the rules, I'll call them rules if you want to prefer to call them laws. I would rather call them rules.
If you have rules that people have to follow, then you've got laws.
But it's voluntary.
You can call it private law.
It's voluntary.
If you want to.
Only,
these would be voluntary private law.
If they're voluntary, they're really not rules.
They would be agreed to rules. I mean, when you're playing by the rules of Monopoly, they say, okay,
but how do I agree?
Rules. You give your consent in a voluntary. We're talking about voluntary.
To whom? Where?
To the other people who want to form the society. I mean, we're talking in the abstract here.
Well, if somebody's coming to take my property away, I'm likely to want to withdraw from whatever voluntary agreement that I've entered into.
This is exactly where I'm going. How far back do you go? So in the abstract, you could, let's say, hypothetically form a society. You form a society and you say, okay, there are no prior claims to this land. We're coming to this land and we're saying we're going to divvy this land up. I've got this parcel. I found this and I found this and so on and so forth. We're going to have a system of property disputes. These are our agreed to rules or private laws. But what happens then if you are invaded and you get taken over by some other power that doesn't recognize those rules?
Then the rules change, I guess.
Right. And this is
Mike
what it comes
right
down to.
Power of the gun, I'm afraid.
This is what it comes down to, protecting yourself. And those societies need to come up with their own private defense forces.
Absolutely. 1-800-259-9231. And in a free marketplace society, defense and protection would be in demand. So those forces would rise up, I think, relatively quickly.
Yeah.
More on the way. Hour 2 is coming up. We'll talk to Angio as well as Carl and your calls as well. Free Talk Live.
Let's face it. The political landscape today is all about blaming the other guy. Democrats blame Republicans, Republicans blame Democrats. But I've got to say, at least they're throwing rocks in the right direction. We libertarians are good about fighting amongst ourselves. It's time to pick a candidate, a serious candidate for president, and start moving forward. That candidate is George Phillies.
This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message, paid for by Phillies 2008.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.